No way in the world.
It's Riley Green talking about his mustache, and his teammates are touching it as they win games. And to me, that's no big deal.
I mean, you would.
If I was a teammate, why don't you touch his mustache? Big deal.
First of all, if I'm Riley Green, it's like, no, get away from
me. Okay, well, that's a different story, but that's, you know. Hey,
but if he's okay with it, you're all right going ahead and touching the mustache.
Yeah, I mean, there are probably a lot less sanitary things in my life that I probably have touched, you know, than somebody's mustache. Yeah. So it's not the worst thing in the world.
David Kenny, are you team mustache or are you team? I'm not doing that.
Sure. Just the mustache.
Okay.
Touch it, move on, win the game.
Yeah. No big deal. I touch it.
Yeah. Okay. It's like, you know, guys who will like leave the football tunnel, whether Notre Dame, Michigan, they have that, you know, you think the Howard Rock at Clemson, you think that's sanitary?
No, it's an inanimate object. Okay. It's a rock. I'm not, no.
You're not touching the rock?
Oh, I touched the rock. Well, yes.
Well, what's the difference between somebody's mustache?
Because that's a person.
So?
No. I'm not, we're teammates. We don't need to be that close. We cool. We not that cool. That's me.
By the way, your favorite football team, Rico, your professional football team, worked out a running back today. I can't believe he's actually still in football.
I saw that.
Amir Abdullah, who seemed like he was drafted by the Lions like 30 years ago, mm-hmm. but he's 32 years old.
Yeah, I saw that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right, 248-539-9797. What's your sports superstition? If they started selling Riley Green mustaches, would you purchase one? And would you touch somebody's mustache? Let's go to Bernard. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up in Detroit, Bernard?
Everything is well. I'm in L.A. Fitness. I just put the weights down, man. You caught me right on time. You're doing that last set.
Okay.
Yes. I got a sports superstition for you of mine. It's probably crazy, but every time the Lions have the ball on offense, I have to have remote control in my hand. If I don't have remote control in my hand, they're not going to score or win. On defense, the remote control has got to be laying on the bench or next to me somewhere. Can't be in my hand when the other team is on offense. Don't make no sense, but that's my superstition.
You know what? It's yours. As you say, it doesn't have to make sense. It only has to make sense to you.
Yes. But Bernard, if it meant that your team is winning games, would you touch another man's mustache?
Oh, hell no. Anyway.
Thank you.
You just don't want your team to win bad enough. That's simple.
I think we'll win anyway. I don't have to touch no other man in no way at all. I heard y'all mentioned touching the rock. Touching the rock and touching the man are two different things.
Correct. Yes. That's my spirit animal right there.
Let's go to Derek in Plymouth. You're 97 on the ticket.
All right, guys. So I'm an offensive line coach, so squatting, deadlifting, that's all my stuff, right? So my superstition, my firstborn was born 10/27/22. Lions are 35-6 since she was born. So during games, I'm repping squats out for the exact – so we need Jared Goff to play well, it's 16 squats. It's Jahmyr Gibbs, it's 26 squats. I mean, Penei Sewell, let's go 58. I mean, these baby squats, it's the way – I mean, like I said, 35-6 since she was born.
Well, you know what, Derek? Here's the funny thing. You get to take a break now when Jahmyr Gibbs.
Right, he's zero. Changed his number.
Clutch, man. Yeah. Montgomery will give me my 5 reps, though. That'd be good.
All right. So would you touch another man's mustache?
Dude, I'd touch a dude anywhere to get that W, man. Let's do it, baby.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. It's all about the W. As Jameis Winston says, it's all about eating the W, right? Yeah. 248-539-9797. Jake, what's up?
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Hey, good. Jake.
Hey,
Jake.
Are you familiar with Frazier's Pub in Ann Arbor?
Wait, say that again. You dropped out, Jake.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Said, are you familiar with Frazier's Pub in Ann Arbor?
Yes, I've been there like once, but yes, I've been there.
Well, I went there for the NFC Championship game, and I watched the Lions lose, and I was also there for the fumbled punt against Michigan State, and that is my anti, whatever you want to call it, because I will never watch a game there again.
Okay. So Jake is just like, nope. No. Hey, you want to go there? No.
No. Because it's the bar's fault. That's
Why
all.
Why didn't you realize that after the Michigan State thing? I mean, come on now. Yeah. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Take so long to figure it out?
So, you know what? Oh, he hung up. I was going to say, so if Margot Robbie said, Jake, meet me at that bar.
Yeah.
Meet me at that bar and you're getting lucky tonight.
Yeah.
No.
If she says she will touch your mustache.
Yeah. That's my...
Roberts.
Yeah. Vern, good evening. What's up?
So when Michigan stuffed Alabama on fourth down, a couple big games against the Lions, and I'm at home, fourth quarter, we're up, no socks. Like, I have to be shorts whenever I'm chilling, no socks. Something about having socks and the shoes on, lost some big games that way, so it has to be no socks.
No matter, well, obviously it was the Michigan-Alabama game and was in the wintertime, so you just took your socks off.
I was at home.
Yeah, I figured you were at home. You weren't outside, but yeah.
And touching another man's mustache is a gross violation of man law.
Thank you.
It's just like sitting next to another man in a movie theater, or like not using one urinal over, like if it's three urinals and you use the one in the middle. No, that's a violation of man law. That's like having another man like bring you a dessert at a cookout. No, there are certain man laws that are not.
Wait, and see, and this is medium-sized Vern, right?
Okay, all right, hold on a second. I get some of the other ones. So if you're at a cookout with Rico, me, Kenny, and David, and, you know, you finished your steak and you had a few, things, and all of a sudden somebody was making s'mores and they decided, you know what, hey, you want a s'more? Somebody brings you the s'more, you're not going to eat it because it came from...
No, the wife can bring it, an aunt, a female cousin, but another guy be like, hey, man, you want me to make you a s'more?
Somebody, your kid can bring it.
Yeah, right, your kid, yes.
Yeah, like a kid can bring it. That's just as bad as like, hey, can you bring me a slice of pineapple upside down cake? No, I'm a grown man. Don't ever ask me for dessert in public.
Oh, but wait, what? Suppose you're going on like a guy's trip and you're like cooking out and, you know, you're like camping.
You know what? Let me answer for Vern. You know what you say? It's right over there.
It's right over there. First of all, we're on a guy's trip. Why do we have desserts? It's only meat and sides. Like, it's only, like, burgers and beans. Who brought dessert on a guy's trip? That's a violation in itself.
Yeah, if you
like,
want something, get it yourself.
Burgers,
you're right.
And then somebody, then you got one guy like, oh, I'm going to bring oatmeal cookies. Man, please leave.
Oatmeal cookies, I agree, but chocolate chip cookies, I'm
that's a ridiculous rule.
I'm there for
it's absolutely ridiculous.
97 won the